angels. What Thomist conceit saw them flailing for balance on the head of a pin? That's not right at all. The muscles in their iridescent wings would be snagged, and their strong energy sapped by such dry Latin games. They're better in a garden, gaining in height and beauty even as we look. Keeping pace with Rilke's comments about radiance and terror, but full also of a childlike reticence about their errand, as they disappear behind the topiary and re-emerge, their lips obstinately tight. Passing the time of day, anyhow, drumming their heels on the tempera wattle as they loll back and gaze abruptly into space, trying to remember something, anything. The suggestion of a quick task tossed in passing over the shoulder in that pre-picture whirl. At last, lazily, while the girl and we ache to know which flower it will be and which speck of soft visitation within the womb, the miscreant gives up his posture of absence and attends to the task in hand. Hyacinth? Auricula? No. It's the lily to beat all lilies that he dabs gently from the soil and turns on the diagonal, mounting the steps before that outdoor, non-perspectival prie-dieu with growing certitude and charm.